The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 26th of May, 2008. It's Memorial Day, a day on which we remember soldiers who died serving our country. A day that goes back to 1868, May. Ceremonies all over the country, the biggest one at the National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Maxwell Bodenheim, born in Hermanville, Mississippi, 1892. Family moved to Chicago when he was young. He became a friend of Carl Sandburg's, published his first poems in Poetry Magazine, published many books of poetry in the 20s, and then several best-selling erotic novels, including Replenishing Jessica and Naked on Roller Skates, 1930. It's the birthday of Robert W. Chambers, Brooklyn, 1865, one of the most popular writers of the early 20th century, best known as the author of supernatural tales like those in his book of short stories, The King in Yellow. It was on this day in 1521 that Martin Luther was declared an outlaw by the Edict of Worms, an edict which, however, made Luther more of a hero than he already was, and one reason that Lutheranism caught on so quickly in Germany. Martin Luther had become a priest after he'd been caught out in a thunderstorm one night. He vowed that if he survived, he would go into the religious life. He did. He went on to study theology, was ordained, was a professor in Wittenberg, and began to grow disgusted with some of the practices of the church, and especially about the sale of indulgences to decrease the time a person would have to spend in purgatory. On the eve of All Saints' Day in 1517, Luther nailed to the door of his church in Wittenberg his 95 Theses attacking the sale of indulgences and other excesses of the church. They were written in Latin, but they were so popular that they were translated into German and then printed up on a printing press, still fairly new, and spread throughout Germany and Europe. Wittenberg is in north-central Germany on the Elbe River, and Emperor Charles V formed an assembly to try Luther for heresy. It was held in the south of Germany, in the city of Worms, about 375 miles from Wittenberg. Luther rode on a horse, was celebrated as a hero in most of the towns that he passed through, refused to recant in Worms, went back to Wittenberg, and began the Reformation. Here's a poem for today by David Mason, entitled The Lost House. A neighbor girl went with me near the creek, entered the new house they were building there, with studs half covered. Alone in summer dark, we sat together on the plywood floor. The shy way I contrived it, my right hand slipped insinuatingly beneath her blouse. In new maneuvers, further than I planned, I thought we floated in that almost house. Afraid of what might happen, or just afraid, I stopped. She stood and brushed the sawdust off. 15 that summer, we knew we could have strayed. Now, if I saw it in a photograph, I couldn't tell you where that new house stood. One night, the timbered hillside thundered down like a dozen freight trains, crashing in a flood that splintered walls and made the owners run. By then, I had been married and divorced. The girl I reached for in unfinished walls had moved away as if by nature's course. The house was gone. Under quiet hills, the creek had cut new banks, left silt in bars that sprouted alder scrub. No one would know, cruising the dead-end road beneath the stars, how we had trespassed there so long ago. David Mason's poem, The Lost House, from his collection Arrivals, published by Storyline Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.